The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers moved about 1,000 corals before dredging started. But Biscayne Waterkeeper, an environmental nonprofit organization, says the agency has failed to protect other corals in the area.
In 2013, divers went down to do a pre-construction survey of the site, and they identified 10 times more coral than was found in the previous survey.
That's the group's executive director, Rachel Silverstein. She says the Army Corps of Engineers has not monitored these newly discovered coral colonies. Silverstein says their ships are leaking sediment that harm the corals. Laurel Reichhold is the project manager for the Army Corps. She says they are in fact monitoring the corals and that the ships are not leaking.
We have special sensors, and so we're monitoring to make sure that no sediment is leaking out of them.
Susan Jackson is a spokeswoman for the Army Corps. She says dredging has been done in the port for the last century.
The dredging that we've done there repeatedly has proven that they're resilient. They'll come back again.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has 60 days to respond to the complaint. If not, Biscayne Waterkeeper says it will file a lawsuit. I'm Constanza Gallardo in Miami.